This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Thomas Kenton is the writer of this short four-line hymn that has been sung since 1695. His parents died and he was raised by his half-sister and her husband. He was enrolled in Winchester College, where he came back to as a chaplain later on in life. He wrote three hymns to help the boys of the school with their devotions, this song being one of them. It is called the Doxology. Doxology comes from two Greek words, when put together means to speak praise. Here's the song, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
That theme, we welcome you to Tuesday's edition of Swap Shop.
Yeah, a very foggy. That fog kind of just rolled in here. I think we've got some fog and overcast, and but let me just say, I am chuckle when I say this. I'm glad that it's not too terribly cold.
Amen.
Great day.
We're blessed. I know there's folks that want snow, but I don't know if we had the cold temperatures, you would want the amount of snow that we would be dealing with right now.
No.
And it would be Daniel's knee-deep to a giraffe kind of levels here.
So, yeah, that's right.
But we've got rain. Temperatures are just going to stay too warm and to support any type of wintry precipitation, at least for the what we can see.
I looked out way out towards Sunday, and I don't see anything that's going to, other than the rains are going to stop about Saturday, maybe a big little chance Sunday morning. But then we're looking at the backside of the front clearing out. We're going to see sunshine. It's going to be back down to more seasonal type temperatures.
Yeah.
You know, we average, you know, somewhere in the 40s to 50 degrees during the day, and then down around freezing at night, upper 20s and so low 30s. And that's typical for January.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, we'll be back to that. But right now, I think Friday's going to feel like spring around here, even though it's going to be damp. It's going to feel like spring.
64, 65, somewhere in there. So go figure. I know it is. We are the season of,
all four
in one day.
That's right.
So just hang in there and take the umbrella with you. You're going to be heading out.
Not too bad. I think we can. I can handle the rain. I mean, it's just those couple of mornings. I tell you. It was brutal. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Those wind chill factors below zero, it just cut
Saturday,
right through.
Saturday was, and I know we talk about it because we're in Western North Carolina, and when you got wind chills minus 10, minus 15, and a lot of our areas, that's cold for us. And, a lot of my friends are laughing at me right now from out west and up north. Because, they endure those kind of things all the time.
We're a bunch of sissies.
And I accept it. I go ahead and just accept it. Call me a sissy if you want. But here I'm walking out of the house the other day. I've got about 4 layers on. And my wife's saying, "You live for this." I go, "No, I do not."
Maybe one point in my life I did, but.
Well, the thing is that I told her, I said, I don't live for it, but I prepare for it.
There's a big difference.
Yeah. Could I do without it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Am I prepared for it? I try to be.
Yeah. And one thing around here, we're not in the normal realm of below zero. That's unusual for us. So homes are not insulated to that type of cold to be sustained over a long period of time, such as pipes, etc. So, we got through it. Thank the Lord. Yeah. And for those that are trying to get your pipes fixed, God bless you.
I know we've still got another couple of months yet. We're still just a couple of months still late in winter. I mean, today's just the 23rd. We've got till the 21st of March.
Yeah.
So, we still got a couple months left, but maybe. Even if we did get snow, or maybe some of the frozen precipitation in the coming weeks, it's a whole lot more tolerable at 30 degrees in snow than it is, like some of our folks up, like even in North Carolina, in Burnsville, Banner Elk, up toward Boone, those areas where they had snow in feet. I mean, a couple of areas were over a foot. Some places got even around 16 inches. And then it got bitter cold on top of that. Basically, it just turned it to ice. And
how do you shovel that? How do you move that?
You just don't.
You just leave it alone.
Yeah, and several churches, we know of, Brother Seton and all those folks up there, you just have to call off service because you just can't. Yeah. You can't shovel that. You can't scrape it. You can't do anything. It's just got to wait for it to hopefully thaw out a little so that you can open up the parking lots and stuff. So,
Warmer rain, if there's any lingering around anywhere, this warmer rain's probably helping to take it away. So
maybe we'll get a good snow.
I would love one for the grandkids.
Good snow,
because they are just itching.
I don't mind a good snow as long as I can get around in it.
Yeah.
If I can get around, I'm okay. I ain't got a problem with that.
Yeah.
But when it gets cold and then it lays for about 2 weeks,
I'll pass on that. So I'm not picky, Lord, but just saying. Miss Janie James, God bless you. She is so kind to always send cards, and so thank you for that card. I sure appreciate that very much. Looking here, North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission proposing some changes to deer and bear hunting seasons.
Okay.
I don't hunt, but I have family. I'm from a big line of hunters.
Yeah.
Rifle hunting for deer normally starts like the Monday before Thanksgiving and goes through the third Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They're proposing it to start the Saturday after Thanksgiving and go through January 1st.
Oh, okay. I'm for that.
So moving it a little later, I think it's about the same time, days. And bear hunting is currently mid-October to the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also runs December, the whole month. They want to add about 9 days to bear hunting season.
Right.
They're just thinking about this.
Okay.
So if you've got an opinion, of course, you can go to North Carolina Wildlife Resources, Wildlife Commission on their website, and you can make your opinion known.
Okay.
They didn't say when they were going to make any decisions on it. Well. But, you know, it's nice that they at least let you know, you know, that they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that caught me by surprise is postage stamps went up again.
No way.
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 Started on Sunday, the 21st.
Okay.
The regular forever stamp, you know, that you need on your general letters, general mail, cards, etc. Yeah.
That's supposed to have been forever. Yeah.
Right. It meant forever.
Forever changing.
Right. So when you buy stamps, be sure to get the forever stamps unless you're buying something that you're going to use them all right then.
Yeah.
Because if you do buy the forever stamps, they're good.
They're still good.
Even when prices go up.
Right.
So I want to encourage you to make sure when you're buying them, again, unless you're going to use them like that week, 68 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
I didn't see it coming because usually, to be honest with you, if we hear that an increase is coming with our mail outs and things, we try to go and stock up
right.
and get them.
Yeah.
But this one, it caught me by surprise.
Right.
They said postcards are also going up. International levels, letters are going up. Package shipping also expected to go up by about 6%.
Mm.
Now, I was thinking we had a price increase not too long ago in stamps. It was in July.
Yeah.
It went from 63 to 66.
Okay.
It went up 3 cents. This increase is only 2. So, yes, the postage stamp increase, it was for my birthday. Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, they're trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not quite
when
that.
When you go to, when you went, when you got to 58, they went to 68.
There you go.
So when we get to 68, maybe they'll go to 78.
I'm looking for the other way.
And I said we because Miss Christie is 10 days older than me.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So that being said, yeah, we'll try to keep pace with the postal system, you know, by trying to increase the rates as we get older.
Yeah, so mine was Sunday, and Brother Eddie's is next Thursday.
Yeah,
so there you have it. There we go. And Miss Janie sent me a birthday card, so I was thanking her for that. But yes, thank you, Miss Karen.
Yeah.
And Miss Karen, she's got a birthday.
Yeah.
I would jump in and make sure we get
that
in.
One in there, too.
She has a birthday Saturday.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't think I am. Because, different years than you and I, but not too far off.
No.
Not too far away at all.
No.
Yep, I got it right. Let's see. Folks are moving to Charlotte.
Oh.
According to multiple studies in real estate development experts, they said Charlotte, North Carolina, is one of the most popular destinations that people moved to last year.
Okay.
And, you know, recently we talked about all the cities that U-Haul said people were moving to.
Oh, yeah.
But when they did this survey, they found out that the average cost of living in Charlotte compared to other cities of same population is about 11% cheaper. Get this statistic. It kind of blew my mind. I'm so out of touch with big city prices.
Mm-hmm.
The average one-bedroom apartment in New York City.
Yeah.
You want to take a shot at that?
$1.5 million?
Oh, well, to rent it.
Yeah, to rent it. Okay, I'm sorry.
I wouldn't even try to buy it.
$3,000?
Nope. The average one-bedroom apartment in New York.
Okay.
$4,700 a month.
Great day.
A month.
Yeah. Now, let's think about this now. Now, you live in New York City. So you don't own a car.
Right.
Okay.
You save a little there.
So you save a little bit there. You don't have to pay car insurance. You save a little bit more there.
Yeah.
You take public transportation. And
so it's a little
for
bit
the most
of an
time,
expense.
And I guess for the most part, you eat out most of the time because unless you want to eat in all the time. So I don't know how much money you're saving in all those other areas to try to make up for the rent. But $4,700.
That's the average.
Wow.
So have mercy.
Well, you know,
I'm so out of touch.
I guess the reason, well, you would put it in perspective here in North Carolina, particularly in Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
I know that right now, a 2-bedroom mobile home in a park.
Yeah.
Rents for about on average about $1,100 a month.
If you can find.
If you can find it. So most of them around 15.
Yep. And that's just 2-bedroom.
And that's
one
just 2-bedroom, 1-bath mobile home.
Yep.
In a park.
Yes.
I don't know about any. I remember when I first got married, we paid, I think Becky and I paid for a little 1-bedroom trailer.
Yeah.
It was right at, and it was in 1984, fall of 84. we paid $175 a month.
Yeah.
And that was included everything.
Yeah, utilities,
that was everything.
Water.
$175 a month.
Yeah.
And we thought we were like breaking the bank then because, you know, $175 a month in 1984.
Now we're just putting another
and you just put another $1,000 on
it. Yeah. Or,
yeah, I mean, it's like incredible to see what young I don't know how young people
I don't either.
I don't know how they get started having to pay those kind of prices.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
It has gotten, I don't know, out of hand. It really has just, and the thing is, there's bidding wars and fights, you know, back and forth about, and driving the price up. Someone was looking at buying a house, and they were told that people now just kind of chuckle if you give them their you know, full price offer.
Asking price,
that it's going for like $10,000 and $20,000 above asking price.
And that, what even more than that is when you watch people purchase these properties without even going to them.
Oh yeah,
they're
unseen.
Purchasing them online, unseen, physically. They just what they see online. And what the purchase price is, and they'll go in above the asking just so they can grab it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the average price of a home in Western North Carolina. I'm talking about a two-bedroom, maybe a bath and a half house in Western North Carolina is almost, it's right at $400,000.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can afford that. I just
it's out of reach for people.
Yeah.
And I was born and raised here and that and so if you're not coming from money.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not coming from a background of wealthy family, etc.
Uh-huh.
If you're trying to work here and have a job and raise a family,
yeah.
It is a struggle.
It is.
It really
especially
is a struggle.
Especially if you're working in a service job. Whether if you're in the service industry or hospitality industry, those kind—I mean, there are some good-paying jobs in our area if you can get in them.
Yeah,
and you can make making some fairly decent money. But even this—I mean, think about it. And I like numbers. So even if you were making $20 an hour, for example, at a fast food restaurant, which some are paying $20 an hour, if you're making $20 an hour, and you may get in 30 hours a week,
maybe
if you work 30 hours a week. All right, that's $600 a week minus taxes. You're probably going to bring home about $475, close to that.
Yep.
$450, $475, and then you multiply that times four.
Yep.
So you're looking at roughly about maybe $1,750, $1,800 a month, and you're going to have to pay $1,500 of that in rent?
For a that's not going to be a big place.
That don't leave anything for your cell phone, your utilities, your car, your gas,
insurance,
your food, your insurance,
taxes.
None of that.
Yeah.
If you choose to live in a $1,500 a month apartment,
it's. I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't know.
It all comes together.
Just don't know.
God bless you. And I am thankful to hear that some better paying. Industrial type, factory type jobs are coming to our area.
Yep.
And I'm also aware that there's a lot of people that drive quite a distance.
Oh, sure.
You know, when years ago growing up, most of our parents or relatives would work at either Acosta or Olin, PH Gladfelter, how the names, or at DuPont.
DuPont,
there
Berkeley.
There was Coats America, the thread plant. Mitchell Bissell was there. I think Mitchell Bissell's still running.
They're still running.
One of the few. Now, there is something operating, I think, at what used to be Coats, American Thread.
Yeah.
I can't remember, Excelsior or something like that. But we don't have, you know, we lost
the manufacturing.
All of those big manufacturing jobs, which paid really good money.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, for what,
the cost of living was definitely obviously lower then, but they were good paying jobs for the time.
Yep.
And people raised their families on them and bought brick homes and drove a couple cars and, you know, and put their kids to college with those salaries. And it was relatively a way of life, you know, a good way of life to here until all those jobs left. And
and that hurt.
And
it hurt
majorly.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I was reading recently, they were talking about the living wage, which I guess is the wage that they project that you need to be able to make that to live. And I think in Asheville, they said the living wage was somewhere around $27 an hour.
Yeah.
That was just to get by.
Yeah.
To get by. So, 8501, in 1972, They paid rent for 3 rooms and a bath, and their rent was $25 a month.
Oh, wow. How about that?
So again,
that's something.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you want to compare apples to apples. It was a whole
different era, for sure.
But, yeah. It's kind of like back where you remember a quarter for a stamp, you know.
Well, yeah.
25 cents.
Or soda.
Yeah.
Did I say soda? We're in the South. Yeah. I didn't say soda for a Coke.
Yeah. Yeah, to put your peanuts in it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wanted to give a shout out, a happy birthday yesterday to Mrs. Frances Childers from Spartanburg. She turned 100.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and again, I love the stories about the centurions, but she is probably going to be one of the only centurions that has a weekly social media talk show.
Yeah.
Now, here's her words. This is the day the Lord hath made. She says this every morning when she puts her feet on the ground. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Wow.
She was born January 22nd of 1924.
Mm-hmm.
She taught school for 25 years at Central Elementary in Gaffney, and she taught Sunday school at First Baptist Church there for 35 years.
Wow.
She and her husband raised 4 children. He has since passed away. She has 8 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, and they said that with the help of her daughter, she hosts a weekly talk show called Frankie's. Her name's Frances, but they call her Frankie. Frankie's Encouraging Words, wow, where she takes time along with her daughter to talk about the scripture and help family and friends be encouraged to navigate life with a smile.
What about that?
So God bless you,
yeah.
Mrs. Frances Frankie Childers.
Yeah.
100 yesterday.
100 yesterday.
God bless you.
We got to back up.
Okay.
8501.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know we were saying, you know,
we get it now.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
The 3 rooms and a path.
No path, inside bathroom.
Path, no inside. Yeah. $25 a month. Yeah. So, yes,
we
clarify that for everyone because some of us have been down that road.
We understand
down that,
that
path.
Yes, we have
for sure.
been. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Don't want to go back that far, but yes.
No.
But yes.
Hey, you're happy to have it when it's what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brother Wayne said they had to go up to pay for all those electric mail trucks.
Yeah, that won't start when it's blowing.
Thousands
anyway,
of them.
We'll just leave that alone.
Yeah,
Move on.
Here,
the next big wave of transportation.
Oh, okay.
Hyundai Motor Group.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting a lot of money behind this. It's the Advanced Air Mobility Company.
Okay.
Supernal. And they are developing the SA2,
okay,
which is a state-of-the-art electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle.
There you go.
The EVTOL, E-V-T-O-L. Yeah. And they say it's quieter than the dishwasher in your house.
Wow.
It can fly at an altitude of 1,500 feet. It'll carry up to 4 passengers and a pilot, so it's got to be piloted.
Okay.
It's not a self-driving one as of now.
Right.
It can travel between 25 and 40 miles on a single charge and cruises at speeds of over 120 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
It should be available in 2028.
Well, there you are.
There
you
have it.
We have, the Jetsons have arrived.
They have. They're here.
There they go.
They're taking flight, people. I'll pass.
If you see something that's peculiar sitting in somebody's driveway,
or a garage
with no roof on it, I thought we'd probably go a different direction in regards to maybe, like, instead of like having, like the vertical takeoff and stuff like that. I thought it might take us in the direction like those hovercraft. You know, like the military has, you know, they ride on the air cushion.
Yeah.
You know, they got, you know, maybe that's old technology. Huh. I don't know. But, you know, it basically pumps air into a cushion and you ride on air.
And don't have like tires.
And you can go everywhere. I mean, it goes over water.
Everything.
It goes over everything. You know, it's pretty cool. You can, you know, those things are, I thought that was the direction that transportation was going.
But I'm like, how are you going to regulate all that?
I don't know.
It's way too much for my brain to try to deal with. So I am good with having my feet firmly planted on the ground.
Well, no, even these people that have these high-priced drones, I mean, like the fire departments and stuff, they have to be certified.
Yeah, and there's regulations.
These pilots have to be FAA certified. Yep. I'm talking about federally regulated pilots.
Because Duke Energy, in that release that they gave last week, and I actually saw some of those flying in Brevard.
Yeah.
They were, Duke Energy was flying them assessing power lines and other equipment.
The training that goes into that is just very much like a regular pilot's license to have them. So maybe you hire your pilot when you get the car.
Oh, yeah. It's not me. It's the other people I worry about, you know? And one more thing, and then we'll jump into Swap Shop.
Okay.
There's a company that's offering to pay people $10,000 plus yogurt. Let me add that.
Yogurt.
Yogurt, yeah. Don't forget the yogurt. Siggy's Dairy.
Okay.
It's a company that makes Icelandic-style yogurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that is, but it's yogurt. They are saying that they will pay people $10,000 to do a digital detox. No phone for an entire month.
Really?
Because they say it's nice to live a simpler life with fewer distractions, and most of our distractions come through our phones.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they are going to give you a yogurt, 3 months of yogurt, a flip phone, and a smartphone lockbox that you have to put your phone in.
Okay.
So for those willing to put down their phone, there it's a contest to see. You'll have to be drawn to be able to do this.
Okay.
It is open through the end of this month.
Wow.
So if you think you can go and do a digital detox and do without your phone for an entire month, you could be drawn to do that and get $10,000.
Yeah.
It's Siggy's, S-I-G-G-I-S, .com.
Okay.
Or you can search digital detox and it'll take you to their place.
Yeah.
And you can enter the contest on their website.
It is pretty amazing how distracted we can become.
Yeah, it is.
No doubt.
It is.
We're all hooked, most of us.
Yeah, and you know, I try when I'm at home to just limit, you know, what I'm doing on my phone. And sometimes, though, I will get a work-related
thing. Well, it's kind of like the other day I was watching the...
You're a pastor, so that's different.
Yeah, you know. Some of these, you know, the political events that are going on right now, and you see the candidates coming, and every single person in the building has got their smartphone up recording it. It's like you've got 1,500 videographers in the audience. That everybody's got their one up there.
Wow.
You know, that's... So, and it's just amazing. the first, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's a little doodle bug, which I love doodle bugs.
Yeah.
But it's got like a bunch of grass out from under its trunk, which of course is in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know, forget the electric. Before long, we're going to have vegan. So it runs off of grass.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Bless.
Yeah.
Who knows? You used to try to think, you know, what's the future going to hold?
Yeah.
But the way things are developing now, I don't have a clue.
I know.
But I do know the Lord's got everything in control.
Yeah.
Everything's running right on time. He's not worried.
No.
And
I told him Sunday, I said, there'll be enough trees here until the church is taken out.
That's right.
There'll be enough fuel here until the church is taken out. There'll be enough water, there'll be enough oxygen, there'll be enough carbon dioxide, there'll be enough of everything until the church is taken out.
Yeah.
At least that's the way I see it when it comes to Scripture.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never seen the righteous forsaken.
Or begging
nor
for
his seed
bread.
Begging bread.
Nope.
And I promise you, God's going to take care of his program, and he's going to take care of his church until he takes us out of here.
Yeah.
And so no worries.
Maybe today.
No worries. Could be today.
No.
No.
I think Mrs. Whittemore is the one who said this, and if I'm misquoting it, I apologize, but it was something along the line of, I'm going to anticipate he comes today, and if not, I'll go to bed and be disappointed, but I'll wake up looking for him tomorrow.
Why, sure.
So even so, come quickly.
That's exactly right.
It's Swap Shop time, 828-884-9427. And a quick update, did you give the prayer request for a little Jalen?
No, but we certainly, I know we've been talking about it and wanted to remind folks to help us pray that, you know, we, dear precious family,
amen.
Andrew and Mary Beth Jones, of course, Mary Beth being the daughter of Brother Brady, and Miss Angel, and Rochester, and of course Brother Andrew, his family.
Yeah.
You know, they have their oldest, you know, has been sick for a long time since birth, and by the mercies of God, he, you know, he had an event earlier this week, and didn't look like he was going to stay on this side of eternity, and the Lord was going to take him. But God spared him,
and
he was taken to the hospital and is on the way to recovery.
Yeah.
And the latest note that we got this morning was that he had a good night and that he was awake and eating ice cream, and they're trying to get him off oxygen so that it can go and be able to move on with therapy and stuff like that. So praising the Lord for that good report. But remember Brother Andrew and Miss Mary Beth Jones today and their little son.
You know, God, I was thinking, Brother, they travel a lot and sing.
Yeah.
And this, of course, with little Jalen is taking them rightfully. They're with him.
Yeah.
So maybe a church would want to just send them a little love offering.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe
it
you'd
was,
want to.
It was, I mean, they didn't know the other day. That he was going to be able to survive. But thankfully, the Lord has spared him.
Amen.
And so would you continue to pray? And maybe somebody, the Lord will touch somebody's heart and help with them on their journey, because they're going to be off the road for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so remember them in your prayers today.
So please pray for Jalen, pray for Mary Beth and Andrew, and pray for all their family. So... will the Sheriff's on Preaching and Singing schedule be on the website? They're working on the graphics today, so I'm going to say I'm pretty confident that it'll be this week, and we'll have just the list of preachers, and we'll have a list of singers, not day by day, but we'll have who's going to be here, and as it gets closer, we'll do the daily, who's going to be here Monday, Tuesday. And if you're looking for some group or preacher specifically and you need to know earlier, call us, and we'll tell you what we know, but we'll get the general schedule posted, hopefully. Should be this week. And also our Share-a-thon shirts will be available for pre-order. Should be starting this week. I was looking at some graphics earlier and approved them from my standpoint. But we've got short-sleeve T-shirts that are $15. Long sleeve shirts that are $20.
Okay.
The short sleeves are burgundy. The long sleeve are black, but they have the same design.
Same graphic, yeah.
I Will Sing Praise, our theme verse. And so we'll have those posted on our social media, and I think they're going to try to get that on the website as well.
All right, very good. And, of course, Pastor, always during drive time this month of January leading up to Share-a-thon, we'll have continued updates coming up for he'll have those pretty much on a daily basis.
Yes,
so
sir.
Good to hear him of an evening once again.
Amen.
Thanking the Lord for all of your prayers and everything that the Lord is doing. And continue, you know, this year, as you in the past, you know, we've had our daily prayer request list. But this year, you know, we're just counting down the days and we just ask you to pray.
Yeah.
You know, that's and you got something specific you want to pray about, Share-a-thon, then pray about it.
Yeah.
But we're just asking folks, you know, from the host and congregation of all that are involved to pray for Share-a-thon. 33
days and counting.
My goodness.
And so pray with us if you would. Also, happy birthday.
Let me
see this. Mrs. Geneva Queen.
Happy birthday.
Having a birthday. Also, Sister Robin Baker.
Okay.
Having a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Out in Gillette, Wyoming.
Yep.
Did I get that right?
That's right.
I think so.
Yep.
Happy birthday, ladies. And also, anniversary wishes. I believe it's the third anniversary.
That's right.
Of R.R. and Micaiah Divina.
Yeah.
God
precious
bless
folk.
Y'all.
And on staff here.
Amen.
Thank you so much for them. All right, we got a swap shop item here. We're starting off our list today, a one-year-old Australian Shepherd. He's a male, obviously, looking for a home, preferably a farm with room for him to run. Call for more information at 828-384-4447, 384-4447.
Four Mallard Peking Cross Drakes, ducks. They're $15 each. 553-1722, 553-1722.
A Bissell carpet cleaner. It's never been used. It comes with cleaning solution, asking $85. Call Melody at 388-2831, 388-2831.
A tonneau cover for a 2009 to 2018 model Dodge Ram short bed truck. It's like new condition, has a lifetime warranty that applies to whomever possesses it. It's $200, and this is in the Brevard area at 553-4345, 553-4345.
Some 8-week-old Great Pyrenees puppies for sale. They have 2 male and 1 female, completely weaned, dewormed, but still need their shots. Asking $150 each, call 727-326-5066 for more information. 727-326-5066.
A college student at Western Carolina University is looking for work that she could do from her dorm room. She's just looking to make some extra money to help ends meet. You can call and find out more about what she could do to help you out. And note that her mom is taking the calls because she's in class and can't answer her phone. And they also would appreciate your prayers for her. Give them a call at 734-1807, 828-734-1807.
Here's for sale several chainsaws. There is a steel model 250 for $300, a steel model 361 for $600, and 2 Husqvarna 562 XP models for $600 each. Contact Jonathan at 828-551-6060, 551-6060.
And a quick insertion here of some prayer requests. Please remember a lady that during this cold spell, she was outside and took a fall. And her family didn't know that she was outside.
Oh, no.
And her young great-grandson, who is elementary age, happened to be walking and saw her laying in the ditch.
Oh, my.
And they got EMS there and broken vertebrae and just... It's just the mercy of God.
Absolutely.
That he was out there and found her.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm thankful that he found her.
Yeah.
And he did all the right things. I mean, he's a young fella, but knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
But please pray for this lady. Underwent surgery, I think, yesterday, trying to repair the vertebrae or, and several other broken bones.
My
and
goodness.
Then remember a young man in a serious medical situation. The Lord knows they're just trying to find out what's going on, and pray that the doctors can find a way that they can help him.
Yeah, yeah.
But please remember those requests.
Also remember, too, I thank you for mentioning these. We've got, I got a young man, he's not young, he's a dad and wife and kids were victims of a house fire over the weekend during the cold snap down in Tuxedo. Down there, and so be praying that the Lord would help meet those needs. They lost everything, except their vehicles. They have their vehicles, but they lost everything in the house fire.
Wow.
And so remember and pray for that family. I know Tuxedo First Baptist Church is the hub of all the gathering of supplies and donations. And so if you're listening down that area, or if you'd like to just take something down there, is Tuxedo First Baptist Church. There at the back entrance of the church is where they're dropping off underneath the awning there for some items. So, again, pray for that family. He's got some younger kids, and so pray that the Lord would help meet those needs there.
Amen, for sure.
For that family.
Wow.
Cold was one of the nights that we got really cold, and so be praying for them.
We definitely will. We got some folks that are looking for some seasoned firewood. Again, they're looking for this at 553-4680, 553-4680.
A single mom is in need of a working washer and dryer. Call 828-676-7380, 676-7380 if you have those items.
Here's some free firewood. They've got about 40 logs. It's over in the Clyde area. They also have a washing machine for $40. Call between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at 276-6282, 276-6282.
A Garner baby grand piano in good condition that needs tuning, free to a church or any good home. I think they got a call on that yesterday.
Okay.
Don't know if that deal went through or not, but anyhow, I'll give you the number, 928-674-7784. That 928 is an Arizona area code, but I believe there's probably some folks that have moved to this area. 928-674-7784.
Hens, rooster, and some guineas that are needing a new home. 384-4447, 384-4447.
And over in Asheville, the Veterans Restoration Quarters, a ministry under the ABCCM, is seeking to raise funds to purchase a stove for their Asheville outreach. Donations can be sent to the Little River Baptist Church, 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. And if sending a check, you can make it payable to Little River Baptist Church. And in the memo section, put a note, VRQ, that's the letter VRQ, Kitchen. For more information, contact Sherwood Mackey at 828-577-3634, 577-3634.
All right, that's a look at our items. And anything going on this week in Carolina calendar?
Other than a couple of town council meetings, I think we got a meeting tomorrow. Thursday to Mills River Town Council on Thursday at 6:30 to Mills River Town Hall. And the public is invited, and you can also view it via electronic means.
Yeah, and Transylvania County Board of Commissioners is looking for folks to apply for upcoming openings and current vacancies in several of their citizens advisory councils. If you'd like to find out what's available, maybe you want to take part, call Tricia Hogan, the clerk to the board of Transylvania County Board of Commissioners, 884-3100 or 884-1936.
And if you want some breakfast Saturday morning, you're welcome to come down to Crossroads Baptist Church in Zirconium. About 8 o'clock, we're going to have our quarterly seniors breakfast. Pastor James Shields will be speaking. He's the pastor at Piney Grove Baptist Church, and he'll speak following breakfast, and we'd love to have you come be a part of that.
That's this Saturday.
It's for seniors.
All right.
I think we're reaching that plateau.
I'm getting there, knocking on the door.
Yeah, we're there.
Well, that's going to be a wrap today. I think I've got a song that'll fit in the time we have
left. Sweet. Okay.
Here's the Perrys.
All right.
See you tomorrow, folks.
Take care.
There are little thoughts for little minds. Sometimes I think I'm that kind, the kind to worry needlessly, I guess. But Jesus says, come unto me, believe, and you will receive. Lay your burdens down, I'll do the rest.
And he comes
in time, on time, every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail.
He answers,
yes, no, maybe so. I don't worry, 'cause I know he's in time, on time, every time I need him.
While struggling through a bitter day, I fall upon my knees and pray to get relief. Where else could I go? Jesus, here I am again, helpless, and I need a friend. I'll depend on you to ease my troubled soul.
And he comes in time, on time, every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail.
He answers,
yes, no, maybe so.